Blog Talk Radio.
You're all I've ever wanted, but I'm terrified of you. Seek my castle may be haunted, but I'm terrified of you. I've cast my spell on millions, but I'm terrified of you. Baby, I do this from the ceiling, but I'm terrified of you. I wait my whole life to bite the right one. Then you come along and that freaks me out. So I'm frightened. Ooh, Dracula's running. No one, but I'm terrified of you. See, my heartbeat is a slow one, but I'm terrified of you. I've been around for ages, but I'm terrified of you. Done my thing across the stage, but yet I'm terrified of you. I'll wait my whole life to find the right one. Then you come along and that freaks me out. I want to fight Dracula's wedding.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Spirit Talk with Jade on Vibe Radio. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Thank you for everybody tuning in. I'm just going to kind of wait a second here because I did not see Bernadette, my guest today, in the studio. So I'm going to give it another minute. Welcome back to another episode. Tonight I will be having a guest. And I'm super excited. So hopefully I will see her come on here in a minute. Thank you, Ryan, with the freaking awesome paranormal show. Hi, Annie. And Blog Talk Radio. We are also live with Blog Talk right now. I am Jade. I'm a psychic medium and a paranormal researcher and investigator out of Buffalo, New York. And I'll just do like a quick little intro. So I've been getting a lot of questions lately, like, all right, so can you give me your reading? Okay. Yes. And I just want to answer because if anybody does want to ask me in the future for a one-on-one reading, I think you have to know a couple things. Every medium is different in so many ways. The gifts, we have different abilities. For me, though, my methods are a little different, I think, than most people. I am a spirit medium mostly, and my methods are, you know, Ouija boards, pretty much seances and rituals, and that's not for everybody. So I'm just throwing that out there. You are almost guaranteed to speak to your loved ones. You know, I don't ask for any history of anybody. I don't ask for names. Let me just check. Oh, I thought that was Bernadette. Whoops, I just knocked something over. Sorry, guys. Uh-oh. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Sorry about that. Okay. My bad. Is the sound back on? But I accidentally opened another app, so it closed off the microphone and camera. Sorry, guys, but back to that. So you are almost, yes, I feel like you are almost guaranteed to speak to somebody. And like I said, I don't ask for any history. I don't want to know all that because I just want spirit to do the work. And that's the part of it that I think intimidates people because, you know, it is real. And you do get answers and you will feel a spiritual experience. You will have a spiritual experience. But my methods aren't for everybody. And I'm very, you know, protection based and prayer even and, you know, sage. And I don't just use like Christian Catholic methods of protection. It's like it can be, you know, things that I've learned from a Native American shaman friend of mine, you know, crystals, things like that. I take a lot of precautions. But I'm an independent medium, but I'm also part of an awesome team located here in Buffalo, New York, called Ghost Stories, Facts and Fiction, or GSFF. And sorry if I keep looking down. My mind has been so scrambled, but like I wrote a lot down, so it wouldn't be like that. But one sec. Oh, I just wanted to say my two up and running Facebook pages are Jade Eleanor Psychic Medium and Spirit Talk with Jade on Vibe Radio, which is through Ryan and the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. So you keep up with me on all those platforms and fiction. We are a team of people who are passionate about the paranormal, but we also want to help others, and that means the living or the dead. And since we are here to help, you know, I think we would have to, like, have a meeting first, but I think we really just want to get out there and not just do investigations of not commercial places, that's the wrong word. But we would like to, you know, maybe like private residences, you know, if anybody is scared or just has questions or, you know, kind of wants like a confirmation or, you know, or just to have like peace of mind or even do like a home cleansing or something like that. If that's something that you think you need, you are experiencing a haunting or something of that nature, if you believe, then, you know, you should contact us. And like I said, Ghost Stories, Fact and Fiction, or GSFF. You can find us on Facebook. We're on TikTok at GSFF_paranormal and YouTube also. And one last thing before – okay, it says that Bernadette's there. One last thing before I introduce her. The lead investigator of our team, Sebastian Sloat, on July 17th – July 15th in Jerry, New York, from 3 to 7 p.m., he is going to be a guest speaker at the CAPS Paracon. And I will be going there, and I will be posting the ad for it after this. But, yeah, you should check it out if you would be interested in attending. So I'm going to introduce Bernadette. She is my really good friend, but it's her second time on the show. She is a collector of haunted dolls and items, and on the last show, she introduced us to some and gave us, like, a little background and how it affects her life. So this is kind of a part two because she's gotten some new objects and stuff that she's added to her collection, so I'm kind of interested to see how the energy interacts with one another. So Bernadette, I'm going to add you right now without closing this. What the? Oh, there we go. Add the stream. Hello.
Hello. Hi, my Katie. How are you?
I'm good. You can hear me okay? There's like a bit of an echo.
Can you hear me okay? Oh, yeah, can you hear me okay?
Is there an echo? Yeah, I can hear you.
Is there an echo? Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. No, there's no echo on my side.
All right, then I guess I'll just deal with it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, love?
Yeah. Hanging in there.
I get it.
What did you do for Father's Day today?
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there.
Right. This is a special show.
The mommies who are daddies, too. Like, I don't care what anybody says.
You look great, girlfriend. All right, let's just dive into it. Okay, so can you do like a quick summary of the last show? Maybe some of your favorite objects from that show. And just give like a quick, you know, description, or if someone didn't see the last show.
Okay. You're talking about my old stuff?
Yeah.
We already
saw. Yeah. Well, yeah. Can you cut it for a second? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Just some of your favorites or some of the most active. And just.
Okay. Well, I have a new guy here actually ready to go.
Okay.
He came from the last auction that the Booth Brothers did.
Okay.
He has been very, very active since he's gotten here. There's like knocking on the walls, knocking on the door, knocking on windows, lights flickering, like little voices, jerking on doors, like making doorknobs kind of move-ish and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've pinpointed it to him.
So what were kind of your initial vibes from him?
Sorry, babe, what's that?
What were some of your initial vibes that you got from him?
I mean, he's got a really good vibe. He's just got a huge vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a really good friend of mine that I haven't seen since high school actually got him for me from the auction and have him sent out to me because I liked him.
Does he come with any history? What's his story?
You're not going with a name or anything. Like, doing a spirit box with him, his name is Larry, though.
Okay.
Okay.
So how... Has he interacted at all? Do you think it is maybe clashing with something else there? Like, how... Like, we talked about this before.
I think he's kind of dominated. Like,
okay.
some other energies and some other stuff, because that's, like, other stuff that's in the house that's been in the house has kind of calmed down since he's been here, and he's kind of taken the show.
Okay. Well, that's
okay.
A good thing.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah.
He's mellow, though. I mean, he's not gentle. He's not malignant, you know?
Right.
Right.
Well, that's good. I mean.
Yeah, just extremely active.
Yeah, we both know how much having positive energy around can affect everything, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, he's kind of mellowed everybody else out, like, for the moment. I don't know if I told you. I'm pretty sure I told you about the voodoo doll that I got.
Mm-hmm.
That was delivered to my mailbox.
Okay.
It was delivered to my mailbox. A guy was driving his motorcycle right by, and a truck came and smashed him through the mailbox, through the barbed wire. He ended up deceased. But the voodoo doll was in my mailbox and, like, got taken out and dragged along with the guy.
Wow.
As he was passing away, so I don't know if, like, the bad energy right there, like, caused that situation. I sure the hell hope not, or if, you know, it's just weird, like, or if that person's spirit is not going to be attached to this doll. I haven't messed with it so much because it does have a very dark energy,
okay.
And especially with that. So the post people picked it up, like, off the ground next to his, you know, where his body was, and put it back into the envelope and taped it and wrote mailbox hit on it.
Wow.
Very interesting, yeah, but here's her. She's she's in her own special little case situation.
I can see it a little better.
Can you see her okay?
Not really. It looks like the screen looks dark. Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. Wow.
Okay. Wow.
That's creepy.
Yeah. I'm not sure what to make of the whole thing, but she does have a really just dark aura about it, or him, or...
Wait, so it was just put in there? You don't know who put it there?
I ordered, I bought her from an
office. Oh, it happened at the same time. Right.
Yeah, she was delivered that day, and usually am on top of that, but I kind of had forgotten about it because of work and et cetera.
Right.
And so she was delivered, and the day she was delivered that night, that man was killed right there.
Wow.
And tore the mailbox down, and she was right with him.
I see Annie just commented, and you cleansed these before. Yeah, hi, Annie.
I can't see any of the chat.
We love you. She said, and you cleanse these before they come in your house, please.
I do not cleanse them. No, I don't.
Really?
That's part of getting, new staff. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I don't want their energy or their spirit taken away or their attachments. I want to figure it out first. I mean, if it needs to be cleansed,
okay,
then I will. I do. Like, the Jerome chair has been cleansed several times because that was super negatively active.
Yeah. I remember you saying that was one of your favorites. One of your active. But, so, what was I going to say? You do some sort of cleansing, you cleanse yourself in some way, right? Like, I think you said you saged. Or something.
I do sage, the whole house. Yeah, at least, twice a week. More so because of humans coming.
Sure.
than my active object.
All right, well, so...
Yeah,
no kidding. Oh, Annie said I'm going to kick your butt. that is brave. I mean, so let me ask you this. So what? Not everybody can do that, Bernadette. And not everybody's purpose to do that. But it's clearly yours. So, what does that do for you? How does it help? How does it not? How does it affect your everyday life?
Sorry, you keep cutting out, babe.
I said, how does it affect your everyday life?
The energy is just being here?
Yes, every day. All the time.
There's a Wally coming over. Wandering Wally. I don't know. I mean, they're just, it's part of the family kind of situational at this point. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
And, yeah, Annie said, what do you want out of it?
Sorry. I'm puppy.
What do you want out of it? If anything.
What do I want out of it?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing I really want out of it. It's just kind of my dealio, I guess.
Okay. I can see that. Okay. Oh, yeah. Spirits are like us.
Spirits on if that's what's needed or if that's what they want. You know what I mean? I do that as well. Thing with an attachment that needs to be moved on. Focus on that.
Right. That's something that makes me feel good. Totally.
Yeah.
There's no better feeling than that. So, what other objects have you got there?
So those are the two newest. I don't know if I showed you. teeth and head in, etc.?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I would have remembered that.
This one's very interesting. Just let me know if you can see that okay. Oh, there goes some light.
Put it closer.
Closer.
Whoa. All right, lower it a bit. Oh. No, lower it. Closer and lower it. I'm having a hard time seeing it.
Can you see it now?
Oh, that's creepy.
Oh, that's creepy. Maybe if we go on the porch, there's more light right now.
That's even creepier than the last one, yeah. No.
I have real teeth. Like, really, like, a shrunken head and stuff. It's, I forgot where it's from, honestly, right, the second, but,
Like another country? Like, something tribal, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Can you see his feet?
Kind of.
It really doesn't have a bad energy, surprisingly, being that somebody's real teeth and bones and situationals are in it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's actually pretty just mellow. I mean, I'm sure if I used it in some kind of spell work or something like that, it'd be pretty.
That's what I was going to say. That's it. Like, something.
It'd be great for, like, an actual spell or something. It'd be really powerful.
Right.
But right now, it's just chilling in my case by the exorcism box.
Nice. That was pretty cool. Do you want to show that for anyone who didn't see the last show, your exorcism case?
Can you see right there?
Closer. You can go closer, yeah.
You can go closer, yeah.
Go on.
I could actually, let me try this.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually worked.
Yeah, it actually worked.
Like last time when you did the, like, walking around. It worked.
There's a nun right here. There is a last race close.
Mm-hmm.
Closest. Michael.
Gotta have that.
Gotta have that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. These guys all came from a communication in Tennessee. They scared the crap out of the women. They bought them at an auction.
Mm-hmm.
They were extremely active in our house, like touching her, breathing on her, pinching her, and et cetera. So basically, yeah, she was very happy to get rid of them.
Yeah,
did
something specific make you want to put that with the exorcism stuff? Cause that's...
No, they say it, like, right there. Like,
gotcha.
It's a thing where to keep them together as, like, a family-type situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that was why she had bought them, because some of them are valuable money-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are not. Some of them are just, you know, really antique. So she really, her biggest thing was keeping them together. So that's their whole space right there.
Have you gotten anything else? Wow. You, like, snuggle with him.
This is the creepiest thing ever.
I need to get me an attached doll.
I know, y'all have met no face.
Yeah, wow.
And she's sitting on a Jerome chair.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. The energy in there must be insane.
I don't like it. The charm chair gets really active. This guy is new. girl hit me up on Facebook and was like, if you can just send me the money to ship them to you, please, please take it. And she actually, like, messaged me every day to see when I got it because she was terrified that it was going to get sent back to her house.
Wow.
Yeah. It hasn't, like, been active here. So.
Okay.
But very cool. So it's like a little pager. And then I have all these guys, of course. And these from the test.
From where?
Okay.
Closer.
From the movie. From the Blues Brothers.
Okay.
Okay. And I got this little devil offering voodoo doll here.
Cool.
That one's new.
What are some of your items that are handmade that are the most haunted?
There's, that thing. But it's like from a Navajo Indian.
What's his story?
Can you see it?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it real, Christina? From the Charles Manson autopsy sheet.
Really?
Really?
You got your own, like...
This is a piece of his autopsy sheet. There was 13 of these that were sold.
Oh, wow.
It came with, like, a letter from his grandson, signed and et cetera.
My husband, Robert, he just commented, what the backstory of the new voodoo dolls?
Wait, what?
Story for the voodoo dolls.
Oh, which one?
Which one? He's upstairs. He must be watching. I don't know. Wait, you already talked about it, I think. The one, because I told him earlier that you had a really crazy story, so it might have been that. I don't know. Anyways, continue showing us your stuff.
Wally wants to be in the show. I don't know if we can.
He doesn't look familiar.
So this is Wandering Wally. He came from a museum in Connecticut, and apparently they, like, got rid of him because, like, every night they would lock up and stuff, and they would come in, and he would be in a different spot.
Okay.
Has two fingers attached to him. He has a demon and a boy. I don't know. I don't say it's sad. It's a demon to me. It's just kind of a negative energy, you know. I'm really, like, picky on the word demon. But he's got a negative energy and a boy attached to him.
Wait, what did you say about your view on demons? What did you say? What's your view on the word demon? What did you say? You're very...
I say it very lightly. Like, I think that's a huge situational and not to be used just on a negative spirit or a negative energy or an active energy. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think it's overused, like, too much, way too much.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
But I also...
I think people just jump on that, like, for the effect of the word. I don't know, but...
Maybe, but I also think they're probably running rampant more, basically. There's a lot of negativity in the world, and demonic spirits feed off of that. So, I don't know, but...
And a boy spirit. I've encountered the negative spirit and the boy spirit.
Okay.
And my son actually was a parent because the dog is funny to be like, ha, 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 Wally, and he gets cracked.
What's that noise? That's weird. Did anyone else hear that? Annie asked if Wally moves around your house.
What did she say?
Does Wally move around your house?
He's moved a few times.
Really?
Not dramatically, not from like one room to the next or something like that, but like from one spot to the next, from that spot like to another spot to, you know, wherever. He moved around like that, more like subtly, not crazily, like I found him like outside, you know?
So, what are some things, like, I've noticed with the paranormal, there are times when it's more active. I sometimes don't even really know what triggers it. Yes, the moon, blah, 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 okay. When your place is active, like, what is it like, and what are some things that you notice about it? Like, does that happen to you? Does it happen, like, more?
Oh, yeah, like, so, like, 2 weeks
sometimes
ago, I was telling you, like, it was so active up in here. I was like, wow, what the hell is going on? Because, like, just the knocking was rampant. There was stuff, like, moving, doors opening, closing, freaking lights going. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was, like, the Amityville freaking horror up in here.
Wow. Yeah.
And we were all sitting at the table eating dinner, and, like, something flew across the kitchen, like, off the shelf. Nobody was in there. No animals were in there. Nothing was in there. It's just there was stuff just, you know, flying.
Still catch you off guard?
Yeah, like, it's calmed down, and I wonder, too, what triggered, like, that. I don't know if it was getting Larry. Because I think he was only, like, big thing, like, I got in the last, you know, couple weeks or so. I did get a spirit box from Don Huntington, and he called it the Satanic Box. I got excited. I thought it was an awesome box. But he did put, like, an upside-down cross on it and put some demon names and et cetera.
Okay.
Which I think nothing of. I don't think, unless you're focused on that, I don't think that, you know, it's a harm to have something if you're not going to eat, like, about that, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that was here also, that had gotten here when all the stuff started, and it got here broke.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he had packaged it really, really well, and it still broke somehow on the way here. So that's now, I've sent that back to him. I'm curious to see if it's asking that it helps or not.
Right.
While he's fixing it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if it was that, if it was Larry, if it was a combination of all those things put together that just, like, changed the energy.
Are there any, like, can anything negative when it acts up? And I'm not trying to focus on it. I'm just trying to, because do you think that, does it ever, like, attack you? Do you think, like in other ways, like, mentally, you know, do you think that it can still affect your everyday life? Because for me...
Oh, absolutely, and I have to be really careful with that, like, as far as, like, getting depressed goes and, like, getting, like, just really snappy, angry, and I have to kind of pull back and be like, okay, where is this coming from? Is this me? Mm-hmm. Or is this, like, energy influencing me, you know?
Right.
It definitely, like, right. Some of them can affect you on that level hardcore, like,
mm-hmm.
And that's no fun at all.
Right, we're only human. We're gonna have our ups and downs.
Yeah. Especially the depression thing. Like, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten good at differentiating my feelings from what, you know, floating around or being, like, sent at me at this point.
Right.
But like I said, I'm still really, really careful about it because, yeah, it's not cool at all.
I know it can just wipe you out.
in like the draining of energy. Like when they were like just being really active, I kept feeling it. Like I feel really energized. I feel really drained, and I'm like, all right, they're like really messing with me right now.
Margaret just said, can you tell me if I have a curse on me? You're going to have to message one of us, Margaret. You would have to, I mean, that would be a whole conversation and a lot of questions that we are.
What was your question? Can you tell me if I have a what?
If I have a curse on me.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole, conversation, definitely.
Yeah. Yes, I've been tempted to put curses on people myself. But I find with that, that will just come right back to you. Like, I don't even want to mess with that. We'll just let whatever take care of that. But, Margaret, you can message me after. We can talk. All right, do you have, is there anything else? Any other objects new?
Not really,
then. do you sit, like, different objects in that haunted chair? Do you see how they, like, does the energy ever just, like, bam, in that chair?
I'm sorry, you keep cutting out for some reason.
The haunted chair.
Oh, the haunted chair,
do
yeah.
Do you put some of the other items besides the one you have now on there? And what's the craziest thing that has happened with that chair? Basically.
God, so many things happened on that chair. I told you about the cat that had kittens, and we had come home, and the cat literally had nicked the kitten's heads off. He had a cat. There was, like, four kittens, and she had, like, ripped the kitten's head off with her teeth and her mouth, like, decapitated.
What? Oh, wow.
That's also the trainer that has taken Gotham's dolls, Gotham's, like, statues in the house, like, little, you know, Jane the Dead stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a Raggedy Andy that got beheaded by the trainer. It was a little scary, I mean, because, like, it's always male.
Okay.
Beheaded as far as objects go.
Okay, well, there's definitely a reason for what's going on there.
but it's always male figures and dolls that it takes the heads off of.
Okay, for me and anyone who didn't watch the last show, can you tell us, do you know the history of the chair? Because there's a reason for that.
Grand Hotel, which used to be a hospital up in Jerome. It's, like, highly, highly known to be haunted. Apparently, somebody did get decapitated there. It was, like, a worker that got stuck in an elevator situation.
Oh, wow.
And they were decapitated. So that's why, I guess, it has that energy. This chair in particular, so what happened was the hospital closed down. It just sat there for a few years. Somebody came in and bought it and sold all the furniture. And that's how I ended up with this chair from there.
Okay. But I think,
yeah, so there's a history of decapitation in that building.
So,
and it being, like, extremely haunted.
Okay. Interesting. But that's tragic is different than something sad is different than like something scary, right?
Right.
What is it about it that kind of like there must be something that makes you kind of like a little more like afraid of it or like I don't know how to explain it. Like you seem like when you what?
Are you hearing that noise, too?
Yes. I've been hearing
it's
it.
Like clicking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder where that's coming from. I practically did not tell them to be active today. Last time I was on Ryan's show, I was like, okay, guys, it's a free throw. Like, I had this whole conversation with everybody. You probably looked like a crazy person. I was like, y'all can do whatever you want tonight until the show's over. You can be active. And, like, they were so bad that we couldn't even, like, I couldn't even be on there. Like, it messed with the internet, so, with everything, like.
You gave it permission.
Yeah.
Wow.
I literally did. I set up, like, cat balls and REM pods and all kinds of stuff, like, had all kinds of equipment out and around, and, like, and made points for it, like, all the way.
Yeah. Electronics.
Electronics.
Energy draining.
Yeah. And now I hear this weird noise. It's probably coming from one of them.
One second. I would love to do an investigation at your place.
Oh, my God. I would love for you to come to one. You need to come out, seriously.
I know. I know. Me and Amy are.
What is that? It's just going to...